The federal government has previously promised to reform employment insurance, address gaps in the program, but that has not happened yet. And workers applying for EI benefits starting on Sunday will have to qualify based on pre-pandemic rules. The leader of the federal New Democrats, Jagmeet Singh, tweeted this out. Prime Minister Trudeau is going to let unemployed workers down this weekend when their EI gets cut. I am ready to fix this, is the Prime Minister. But enough with the tweets. Let's hear from the man himself. Jagmeet Singh is with us, leader of the federal New Democrats. Mr. Singh, we appreciate your time today.
Hey, thank you so much. I'm happy to be here.
It seems like we saw this coming, this cliff that Lana Payne, who is the president of Unifor, is describing in the Toronto Star here. How would you describe the situation this weekend when it comes to employment insurance and what we're facing?
Basically, the changes that were made were long overdue. The existing EI system before these changes were made to accommodate people in the pandemic, the system only covered 40% of Canadians. 60% of Canadians, that means the majority of Canadians were not even covered by EI. So these changes opened up the door so more people got coverage. And now basically what the government's doing is going back to the same EI system under Pierre Poilievre when he was minister responsible for EI. It's going back to the same conservative model that doesn't allow the majority of Canadians to access it. And it is wrong. And we've said, this is an opportunity for us to fix it, not go back to the system that was broken before, but let's improve it. Let's make sure it works. And I've been saying to the Prime Minister, we are ready. Any legislation that needs to be passed and tabled to improve it so that it's actually there for people when they need, as Alana Popham and many other workers have laid out, this should be something there for Canadians when they need it. It should be there for all Canadians. And right now, it's simply not. And that's what the government has just done. They brought it back to a system that's not going to be there for so many workers.
Mr. Singh, we know the New Democrats are joined by the Bloc Québécois in pushing for these measures. What needs, in your opinion, to happen right now or ASAP? What are some of the measures that you are calling for?
We want to make sure that we are in a country where the majority of Canadians can be covered by EI. That's to put it simply. If you work in this country, and you should be able to contribute to EI, and it should be, you should qualify for it. That is not the case for the majority of Canadians, and that's frankly what we need to do. To do that, we need a simplified process that has a threshold that allows the majority of Canadians to make use of it, and it has to take into consideration gig workers, self-employed workers, so that it's truly available for everyone.
This has been a mess even during the pandemic, right? That people have struggled with EI payments and how the Liberal government's been handling it, almost catching up with the mess as it unfolds here. Is this another example of that?
Absolutely. It was certainly a mess. I would say, though, that during the pandemic, the changes did make it broader and easier to access for more people. So that was an improvement. But now that those improvements, those enhancements are being lifted or being removed, it's going back to the same system that it was, which is deeply problematic. And you're right, even though it had been improved in the pandemic, there were still concerns about people accessing it and delays and concerns around getting their payments. But this is going to be a lot worse now.
Are you sensing any movement from the government here? The Labour minister apparently met with Labour leaders earlier this week and is promising to extend EI sickness benefits from 15 to 26 weeks by the end of this year. Is that a sign that the train, Mr. Singh, is headed in the right direction?
Not really. That is a positive. That is one positive step, but it's a one positive step in a massive cliff that's horrible. The cliff being going back and reverting back to a system where it's only going to apply to 40% of Canadians. That small change doesn't undo the fact that they are literally going back to the exact same system that was administered by Pierre Poilievre, a system that doesn't apply for 40% of Canadians or 60% of Canadians, and a system that needs desperately to be improved and something that we can improve. And that's the point I want to really emphasize. We are here. We are ready. The Bloc, as you mentioned, also are available. But we can get this done now. We can make changes now to permanently improve EI. And the Liberal government is refusing to do that.
So where do we go from here? Because this cliff is coming this weekend, and many people are going to be impacted by this.
That's true. And I think it's important to do what we're doing now, getting the word out there so people are aware of that. And it's going to be very difficult for a lot of workers. It is really going to be a cliff, and people are going to feel like they're falling. And what makes matters even worse, as we all know, is the cost of everything has already gone up. So people who are already struggling because they lost their work or are unable to access EI, on top of that, they're dealing with everything being more expensive. So it's really going to be painful, and it's going to be a tight squeeze for a lot of folks. So we're going to continue to ramp up the pressure and continue to call on this government to improve EI and to permanently make those improvements. And as we said before, we didn't want people to have to be up against this deadline where immediately the support that they receive would be cut off. That's what's happening now, and we're going to keep on putting pressure on this government to change that.
So you have a lever here, Mr. Singh, in that you have extracted at least the onset of a nationalized dental care program from this government. You know, there was legislation that you can point to, and you had a banner week last week on that front. As you apply pressure, you know, you got a new leader of the Conservative Party. You've got a minority parliament here with the Liberal government running the show. You know, you could pull the plug on supply and confidence here. I don't know if you want to make that threat, but you have a lever to hold over the prime minister on this, do you not?
Well, we always have that lever. That always exists. But what we look at in the circumstances that we're in right now, Canadians don't want us to plunge the country into an election at this point in time. We just had an election a year ago when, in fact, we just passed the anniversary by a couple of days. I don't think that's going to be the solution, though it still remains a tool that we can utilize at any point we think it's the right thing to do. We have that option. But what we have been able to do is to apply pressure not only for this government to do what we've forced them to do in our agreement, which is the dental care plan and support for renters. We've also forced them to do something that was outside of that plan with the GST rebate, something we've been calling for since the spring. Now that's also tabled in legislation, which is to put more of people's own money back in their pockets. That was, again, something we forced this government to do that was outside of the agreement. So we're going to continue to use the levers that we have. The agreement has given us more power to force this government to do what's right, and we'll use that pressure and continue to apply that pressure with the help of other workers, labor leaders, to get them to change the EI so that it works.
Yeah, the new leader of the Conservative Party of Canada doesn't seem like he's going to support the doubling of the GST rebate. And we saw that encounter between Pierre Poilievre and Justin Trudeau in the House. I just want to get your thoughts on that, considering that the NDP has already put out a message reminding Canadians that Pierre Poilievre is not the person you want if you're looking for labor issues.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's clear that Pierre Poilievre is against labor issues or workers' issues. He was against the idea of having a federal minimum wage, period. And right now, with the GST rebate, the doubling of the GST tax credit, it's really about putting more of Canadians' own money in their pockets. GST revenue has gone up because the cost of everything has gone up. So the cost of GST naturally applies. So people are feeling that. And we're saying, let's put more people's own money in their pockets to help and to provide respect so people can afford their groceries. And Poilievre is opposed to that. I don't know how he can justify that to Canadians who are just spending more because the cost of things have gone up. And we're saying, why don't they get more of that money back? We force the government to agree. Pierre Poilievre doesn't agree. He also doesn't agree with people getting dental care, despite the fact that he's had taxpayer-paid dental care for 18 years, nearly two decades. He doesn't think it's okay or right for Canadians who don't have coverage to get it, despite having it himself and having it publicly paid. So he's got a lot of things, I think, to answer for, and they don't sound like they're positions he's taking that are in line with what workers need.
And many Canadians have thanks to you for what you've accomplished in the House already. Thank you for your time today.
Appreciate it. I'm honored, and we're going to keep on fighting.
Jagmeet Singh, Member of Parliament for Burnaby South, British Columbia, and the leader of the New Democratic Party representing the NDP in the House of Commons, joining us live here on The Rush on News Talk 1010 Toronto.